region is home to a variety of birds that make their nests right on the beach, but they need a little extra help in the summertime with the heavy beach traffic. Connecticut and New York Audubon recognized two communities for their efforts in protecting shorebirds. The first Share the Shore Awards went to West Haven, Connecticut, and the town of Hempstead on Long Island. Anne Heck is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. She says shorebirds like piping plover face constant threats.
Development, artificial stabilization of their beach habitats, disturbance by humans and pets.
Piping plover, American oystercatcher, and least terns are federally protected species that reside on our region's coastlines. See if you can spot them this summer, but remember to keep your distance.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, President Biden stopped by the Coast Guard Academy today, expanding childcare in Connecticut, and what are the new rules in the state when it comes to masks?
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
President Joe Biden told graduates of the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London they would soon be defending America in a changed world. WSHU's Davis Dunvin reports on Biden's keynote address at the Academy's 140th commencement ceremony.
Biden spoke about the Coast Guard's role in dealing with climate change and threats from Russia and China, but his main topic was the pandemic that led to the cancellation of last year's in-person ceremony.
When times got hard, you were there for one another. That's something you all learn quickly at the Academy. You can't crew the tall ship Eagle without working together. It's not possible. So the pandemic didn't change that, but it made it more important.
Presidents traditionally rotate commencement speeches among the nation's top military academies every year. Trump spoke at the Academy in 2017, his first year in office. Biden's former boss, Barack Obama, spoke in 2015, and Biden himself spoke in 2013. Davis Dunovan, WSHU News.
Connecticut will need to help support child care providers to help businesses recover from the pandemic. That's according to a report released this week from an advocacy group. WSHU's Claire Sechrist has more.
At least 20% of early child care and education programs have not reopened after closing their doors last spring due to COVID-19. Advocates say that shifted the responsibility to family caregivers to be full-time providers. Sarah Miller is the author of the Connecticut Voices for Children report. She says the pandemic helped to show how essential universal childcare is for children and their families. Miller says the state will now consider policies to expand childcare.
So while it's a very difficult time in so many ways, it's also a moment where we're beginning to see a real shift toward policies that would address some of the longstanding inequities and structural challenges around early care and education in our state.
The report includes policy recommendations that advocates say will help ensure families have access to high quality and affordable childcare. They say it starts with facilities paying providers and educators higher wages, and the state's investment in more programs. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
Fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask in Connecticut in most cases. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 12 are able to get the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Nassau County prosecutors say a former North Shore University hospital nurse allegedly stole more than 1,400 vials of fentanyl from the Manhasset facility last year. Melissa Frame of Merrick was charged with grand larceny, falsifying records, and criminal possession of a controlled substance with the intent to sell. Authorities say the stolen drugs have a street value of up to $75,000. She faces up to 9 years in prison if convicted.
National Grid has asked New York regulators to increase their rates over the next 2 years. If approved, natural gas customers could see their bills go up by an average of $5.35 a month by August. The company says the rate hike is needed to modernize its natural gas system to make it more reliable and safer. Environmental groups say they will fight the proposal. They warn the state against expanding fossil fuel infrastructure.
Connecticut started to follow federal guidelines today to allow fully vaccinated people to no longer wear a mask in most circumstances. But some health experts are cautiously optimistic. Nicole Leonard has more.
The new federal guidelines say vaccinated people may stop wearing masks in both indoor and outdoor settings. Keith Grant of Hartford Healthcare says it makes sense given more than 50% of the state's adult population is fully vaccinated, but half of adults and most children still aren't completely protected.
So if you're in a situation, let's say this, there's groups that are not vaccinated, taking your mask off poses some level of risk that we still need to be very wary, very cautious about.
Ultimately, Dr. Juan Salazar of Connecticut Children's says a decision to unmask where allowed is personal, and he implores people to be considerate of others.
We have our own responsibility to make sure that we're safe. Each one of you has to make a decision of what is important for safety for your family.
There will be exceptions to the new rules. People will still have to wear masks on airplanes, public transportation, in healthcare settings, and in other high-risk environments. Individual businesses can continue to require mask wearing regardless of vaccination status. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nicole Leonard.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.